Thank you so much for everybody tuning in. Welcome back to the Lead Up Podcast. I know it's been a minute. Life has been crazy the last couple of weeks, but glad to be back here in the studio at Darling New Media, Midtown. Make sure to check out Darling New Media if you need any podcasts or other amazing services. Before I get to my guests, I want to shout out, in addition to Darling New Media, all the people that have been listening. If you're a returning listener, I know people have been asking, what's up with the podcast? What's up with the podcast? Really just one person. But anyways, all that to say, thank you guys for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Love the feedback that I get on the most recent episodes that we've been doing. And if you're new, if you're driving, if you're at the gym, thank you for tuning in. Hope this is valuable content for you. But let's get into the episode. I have a special guest with me. We were just chatting up before we started. You know, it's been actually a couple of years since we saw each other in person, but we've been talking on and off, right, for some while since we worked together with IYT. So I'm glad that we kept that connection. Want to welcome Naheem Hunter to the Lead Up Podcast. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
So I know maybe there's some people that, you know, who is this guy, right? Naheem, can you do us the favor and just share, you know, a little bit about your story, your background, a little bit of, you know, where are you from? Who is Naheem Hunter?
All right. I actually haven't done this in so long since I was a mentor. That's the funny part. But who is Naheem Hunter? I started at, I started in Atwater. I guess I'm from a small family. I was raised by my grandma. My parents weren't really there. So that kind of, I guess I can say that shaped me a little bit, but I can talk about that a little bit more for further on. So from just growing up with my family, I kind of had an older sister who I pretty much looked up to. A lot of things that she did was help me idolize a lot of things that I wanted to do in my future. She was like, I would say a little small role model, her along with my grandma.
Nice.
And yeah.
That's awesome, man. Atwater. I had to look that up on the map when he, cause I think he was one of the first people I met I'm from Atwater. I was like, where's that? But I'm so glad that you came on here because there's been a lot of good stuff that I've been, man, just LinkedIn has been popping for you, man. And we're going to touch on that very soon. But just talk to me a little bit about, the last couple of years. I know even before we got on here, like talking about the different changes with COVID and you made some life career changes. And I know you recently, I saw a video that you made on YouTube and you're talking about that experience, man. Could you share a little bit more of like what I'm talking about and what kind of changes you've made for yourself? And we'll kind of do some follow up after that.
I love it. I love it. Ooh, past 2 years. I'm going to start back in 2020 because I feel like that's when a lot of stuff just started happening,
yeah.
I guess, along with the COVID and everything. Early 2020, I was working with the state. So after I left IYT, I started working with the state of California for about a year, year and a half. And as I was working with the state, it wasn't really as joyous. So coming from IYT, working with kids, which is something I'm really passionate in, into working more of the public sector, working that corporate job, which isn't really as thrilling for me per se, which could be different for everybody else. But I started going through like a little bit of changes with my work. I had management that I didn't really like, wasn't passionate in. Started having like a lot of mental health problems while working there. And there was a point that I kind of hit and I said, I just can't work for the state of California anymore. It's not me. I have to do something I'm more passionate in. So I took some time off from work and I was unemployed for quite a bit of time. I worked for actually a Fortune 500 for a little bit. Disagreements with the company, more mental health issues, just like the management, how I was treated. I just couldn't do it. And later in 2020, there an unfortunate instance happened, which like as I mentioned kind of earlier, I wasn't really raised with both my parents, but middle of 2020, I had to take time off of work. I started spending time with my dad because we started rekindling things. I was just like, for me to grow a little bit more as an adult, I need to figure out something like, how can I get better? So rekindling the flame with my parents, trying to get in better relationships, because if I'm going to become like a full-fledged adult, I can't keep holding baggage, yo.
Yeah, right.
And so with that, as soon as I like really started like hanging out with my dad, like one of the first times we hung out, like he's like, yeah, I have a surgery coming up. Let's spend more time together. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I love that. And like after he had the surgery, we were talking. He was like, "Is something's going on? I'm not recovering right." You know, like I'm like, okay, that's odd. I wonder why he's not recovering right. And he eventually said, like, he got him getting like follow up tests, and he found out that he had, I believe it was throat cancer.
Wow.
Yeah. So at that point, I was like, dang, every time like something good starting to happen, like, why does this have to occur?
Yeah.
Like, we're just starting to get our relationship. And so I started spending a lot more time with my dad, especially like in those waking hours. And we started talking about so much. I was asking him questions, like, so I can get my own closure. Like, why weren't you there? Like, like, how did you feel knowing that, like, I didn't have you around? Like,
wow.
I need my own growth. Like, this isn't right. just for like you. This is like, dad, this is something I need. Like,
yeah.
I want to become a dad in the future. I want to make sure that I'm that parent for my kids. Mm. But for me to overall do that, for me to have my own growth, I need to have my own closure with you.
Right.
And so, and before even Thanksgiving, because I remember before Thanksgiving, because we were planning things for his birthday, which is in December, he was talking like his cancer was like slowly starting to get a little bit better. And he was just like, yeah, me and my brother and him were talking. He was like, yeah, we're going to go to Hawaii. We're planning things. I went skydiving in 2019. So he was like, oh, I really got to try that.
Yeah.
And a week after that was when his cancer took like a drastic turn. It went from him walking and talking, joking around, being the normal self, to him bedridden. And like the few things I can really remember, like that, it kind of like always weighs on me now, because some of the talks we had, he was always telling me that, like, I want you to be better than what I was. Like, wow. You have so much potential. Like, I don't know why you're doing some of these things that you're doing when you could be like being a lot better than what you are. Live up to your potential. Stop doing what you're not really passionate in. Do something that you can make you happy. And so after the passing, that kind of dawned on me a little bit more. So later in like December of 2020, I eventually learned about software engineering, which is something I was so passionate in. Like, as a kid, I was in kindergarten. I was the one that was
in all
the
kindergarten.
Kindergarten kids are outside. I'm over here on the computer trying to figure out things while teacher's telling me
I had to go outside. Very early on.
Extremely early on. I loved the idea of tech, the idea of innovating, all that.
Yeah.
It was amazing to me.
Okay.
And so with that, it led me to overall like realizing that I should stop being a coward and pursue something, because I always like had in my head that I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't capable of doing this. I could never be a software engineer. I always had that in my head, the back of my head. So it was always that thing that said, don't go for a computer science degree, go for something else. And that's what led me to actually going pursuing my bachelor's in something else, which I don't say anything bad about my bachelor. I love that I did my career path the way I did, because it led me to meeting so many amazing people.
Right.
And back to like the software engineering part, in December, I ended up learning more about a way that I can actually fast track my way to become a software engineer, because I spent 5+ years in my undergrad and I wasn't going to do another 4 years.
Right.
So that led me to the boot camp, and I found out that a software engineering boot camp, I seen a couple of them. UC Davis was like saying, come join our boot camp, come join our boot camp. And then the boot camp I did join, which is General Assembly, they said, hey, maybe you should look a little bit more into what they do. I'll be honest, I was lazy. I didn't look up what they could do. I was just like, okay, you guys sound like you guys are really good.
Yeah.
And so I ended up enrolling in the boot camp in February 2020 is when I started. And it was, oh my gosh, the boot camp was tough. It was like everything compacted into such an allotted amount of time, which is wild to me to even learn so much in such a small amount of time. But honestly, going through that journey, it was, well, I loved it because it taught me, like, not only like it gave me that confidence that I needed, but it actually led to me actually pursuing a different career and doing things I'm more passionate in.
Yeah, man, you just said a lot of things, man. And thank you for sharing and being, you know, transparent about, you know, some hard things that we're going through. And, you know, I think some people can relate in terms of where they're at, maybe in their, you know, if they're still in school, if they're in a job, maybe they're doing both or multiple things. I've heard that a little bit more now, even with the work that I'm doing, like multiple jobs, going to school full time, and they just stay where they're at. Unfortunately, there's some things that happen, right, where, you know, you had to take time to reflect and be, you know, like, I should take a chance on myself, right? And I think that was something that you had mentioned. I was so proud of you when I saw that. I want you, can you elaborate just a little bit more about like that bootcamp experience? Like what makes it so hard? What exactly were you doing? What helped you? I know you were shouting out a lot of people on some of your posts, like people that helped you through it. Talk a little bit more about that bootcamp experience.
Oh, yes, yes. for starters, A bootcamp is you're compacting everything you can learn in the desired course. So my desired course was software engineering. So what I learned full stack development. So front end, which is like JavaScript, CSS, React.
And those HTML. Are like coding programs?
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I'm using like the vernacular.
Hey, I'm trying to figure out what you guys.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Okay. Let me break down
Break it down, man.
So I might get this a little wrong because I'm a little rusty on that part. It's all good. But
you
just
know more than me. You at level two. I'm at level one. So
CSS is like, imagine the clothes we wear. Mm-hmm. It's overall how the website's going to look. That's the CSS.
Got it.
The HTML, that's more so the bone structure. That's how our bones move and everything. And then JavaScript. JavaScript is overall, think of like your nervous system. So how everything actually works. So everything has to go together. So you got to think about the bone structure, the nervous system, the outfits and clothes you wear. Everything comes together as one. And that's the front end. So front end is essentially everything we look at. So when you're on Google, when you're on Facebook, Instagram, all that, that's the front end. That's the only thing that people usually see. Mm-hmm. And then I also learn like the back end. Back end is the fun part to me because I'm not like really the show off type. So I like to just put in the work undercover.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. So the back end is essentially like all the bare bones, like really like the meat of how things really get going. Yeah. It is. So I guess I can mention like the back end languages, which anybody who may know coding or is eventually going to pursue it, you're going to eventually learn this more and more. So like there's Python, there's Ruby on Rails, there's so many. I can just really keep going on Java and C++, C#. Mm-hmm. But these are all just different ways of coding. Each one has their own strength that kind of makes them stronger than the other.
Got it.
Or more innovative per se.
Yeah.
So in the bootcamp, I overall learned the whole full stack. So front end, back end, and just all overall a little bit of data structures and algorithms. This is the beast that people ask, like, why do I have to learn this? But this is the difference. What can make you make a solid amount of money and then six figures plus Google type of money.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's something that I feel like is key, not just to learn, because it helps like overall your whole thought process. How do you break down things? How do you problem solve? How do you overall go about things? But through the boot camp, it's really tough. Like you're learning everything in a week's, 3 weeks time. And then all of a sudden you switch to a whole new subject that you don't know anything about. And they expect you to know it. And it's like it's broken down into four sections. Each section you're going to have, like for your full stack portion or your front end, pardon me. Front end, you're going to overall have a project at the end of that whole section.
Okay.
And you're basically, if you fulfill everything, you pass. If you don't, you don't pass. And you have four. So at the end of the whole cohort, you have four projects in a whole.
Got it.
And the thing that I kind of learned early on within my boot camp was connecting with people. And overall, these people are going to help bring you up when you're feeling down.
Gotcha.
Because for me, I had my moments. Even a colleague of mine who I'm still really close with, he was at the point where he was just like, dude, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I'm like, and it gets so tough because there's a point where you're like, I should just quit.
Wow.
But.
And remind me real quick, what's the environment? Is this all like online? Are you in like in person, or what's kind of like the environment, or what's the space that you're doing all this?
Well, for me, cause it was during the hype of COVID times. Okay. So it was all virtual, all online.
Wow.
All my colleagues were like mainly on the East Coast. I was one of the few that's actually in California and just the West Coast.
Wow.
So all of it's virtual. You're talking to people online. My days were 7 a.m. to about 8 or 9 p.m. every single day.
Really?
Every single day. It was tough.
Wow.
My roommates were always like, yo, like, you're always in the room. And I'm like, I, it's not by choice. It's really not by choice. Wow. It's so tough, but it's so like rewarding to actually go through it. Mm-hmm. And just, that's like a quick over broad aspect of the boot camp. And upon completing the boot camp, you get the certificate, which it's more so just saying, hey, I passed this, but I'm gonna be honest, nobody really looks at that. Like when you're interviewing, they're looking at what can you do.
I see.
It's not, hey, show me that piece of paper. It's what can you do? Can you do what we need you to do?
Right.
And that's like how you said, when I said I took a chance on myself, you're really tested in the boot camp of taking this chance and being able to understand that you need to have people around you who are supportive, people who you can like vent to, because nobody really truly understands what you're going through at that moment. There's ups and downs like a roller coaster. Like even they mentioned early on, they said, you're going to be in roller coasters. You're going to be in the up where you're really happy and you're going to be down the slums.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I had my moment while I was in the boot camp because it was unit two. I always remember this.
It's clear as day.
I was like, every time somebody asks me like, what's the most like tough thing that you did while you're doing coding, I bring up unit two. I was at the end of completing my project. I was flying through it. Like my confidence level was through the roof. Wow. Like I was probably one of the first people to complete it because one thing that they said to do is do passion projects. So each project I did was based on something I'm really passionate in. Like during my boot camp, something that got me through that really helped my mental health, I was really became into plants. So
I've met a lot of those people. I've been seeing a lot of your TikToks and Instagrams with plants and watering my babies. So that's
Hey, you need some plants.
Yeah, I respect you need some plants. I respect it. I have to get some plants for my, I have a fake plant, but that's, anyways, it's not about me. So you got into plants. Okay.
I got into plants. So my unit two project was about plants. I called it plant lineal because plants, people consider me millennial, plant lineal, boom.
Yeah.
I was almost done with it. Like I was killing my project.
Yeah.
And there was a point where I tried to save it and I thought I saved it and it didn't save. My whole project was wiped out 2 days before we were supposed to present.
How long were you working on it before the...
We have a week to complete it.
Okay.
So I worked on it about 2 to 3 days and I tried to like enjoy my weekend, like at least just chill in the house, like just stay really low key and try to focus on what I'm going to be doing next.
Yeah.
And as it was coming around, and I know you could probably see like the hopelessness in my face, but it was because of that moment.
Yeah.
It was all deleted. And at that moment I said, wow. I can't believe this really just happened to me. I was like, I ended up talking to like my friends, my family, my partner.
Yeah.
And I was telling her like, yo, I can't believe this just happened to me.
Yeah.
And I was so devastated. But this is like the moment that I realized that like, yo, you're doing this for a reason. This is not just like for you. This is for your future. It's for your family. This is for the people who you want to make changes for in the future.
Right.
And I ended up smashing through that project quick. Completing it, and I was like, my professor, all my colleagues, cohort colleagues, at the time, they were like, we loved it. And I was just like, thank you. It, you don't know the back end of it, but.
Pun intended or?
Pun intended.
Some of y'all get that. Some of y'all get that.
Later. It might go over the head.
Yeah, right.
But, wow. Yeah.
Hey, so you finished the boot camp. You work on projects. Catch us up now. Fast forward, like, what happened post boot camp? I know you're doing a lot. I mean, we're gonna get to the all the cool. This guy be gonna be a speaker or something. It's just the beginning for sure. But talk to me. What happened post boot camp? Like, what are you doing now? What were the things that, you know, as you mentioned, you know, are you applying to jobs or tell me what's going on.
Oh, okay. Post boot camp. Okay. So one thing that I learned, I'm gonna have to mention a little bit of boot camp because this is the transition. Go for it, man. So one thing I learned when I was in the boot camp was it's low key tough to find a job when you get out. So for me in my head, in unit 3/4, I started connecting with a bunch of people in the software engineering world, recruiters.
And that was just on your own or?
On my own.
Okay.
Like I said, nah, it's not going to be me. Mm. And at the time, like I'm unemployed. I didn't really have money. So I'm really just working out of my whole savings account, paying rent every day. Like I'm.
So the only thing at this time is just the boot camp. You're 100% in. Got it.
Boot camp. Nothing else. It was.
Yep.
Boot camp. Yep. But yeah, so like. In my head, I didn't have weekends. I didn't really do anything. Like every day, it was literally just, how am I going to get a job? How am I going to secure something? Because I no longer can be unemployed. Like, and that's one thing that led me to connecting with a bunch of people. I ended up meeting one of my mentors. His name is Surf. He works for Spotify, and he helped me so much in my journey. And the funny thing is, because how I connected with them, it was more so like I sent him something on LinkedIn. I started creating like my own template language to connect to people. So it's more so like
listening, y'all. This is I'm telling you, this is practical stuff.
I dialed in to realize how can I connect to people. But one thing about me, I am very empathetic and trying to figure out how can I relate to people. And so when I connect to Surf, I'm not gonna lie, I felt super curved because I asked him. How can I like work for Spotify or something like that? And he was just like, yeah. And in my head, I said, oh.
That's it. He just said, yeah.
Just yeah. And I was like, wow, he's cold. But like a month or two after when I actually like graduated my boot camp, he was like the person who said, hey, I have a fellowship opportunity where I'm helping people who are in your shoes, like just getting out of boot camp, trying to learn software engineering. You can work for like a real company and you're more so building like a real life product. And so I ended up joining the fellowship, but I'm going to get to the fellowship as I transition because these are all like months that I'm like dialing in. So every day after I graduated my boot camp, this is going to sound very needy, but I was going through 20 to 30 applications a day.
Wow.
Flying through them, applying to almost any job I seen, I was applying to. If it said 3 years of experience, I'm applying to it. This is my mindset of when I'm like, when I was like unemployed, tough.
I love it.
Like I was applying a job. Like this is like a joke that me and my roommates go, but this is so serious. Like I was applying to jobs like on Indeed. Like if they said need a doctor, I'm applying to be a doctor. Like it's wild. It's sad. It's funny because if they call me, I'm like,
right.
Like you see like those memes, the unqualified dude. Yeah. That would be me trying to be a doctor. Uh-huh. Fire the first day.
Yeah.
But I was applying to like 20 to 30 jobs each. Crazy amount networking. And then, like, as I'm, like, going through it, I'm getting screening calls. I'm meeting with different people. Unfortunately, I'm not securing the jobs. I'm more so getting through it. There's an element that I was missing, and that was more so my technical portion, which is the data structure and the algorithms. This is such a key thing because so many tech companies look for this when you're trying to become a software engineer.
Okay.
And that's an area that, like, I'm not going to lie, I should have been more attentive to it. I should have... held myself more accountable for that because if I would have did that, then I probably would have secured a job a lot sooner. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to say like I should have because now I'm in a position that I'm loving where I'm at. And because of the hard work and grit that I put in, it made me somebody different than if I would have got something so early on. So months are going on. I think I didn't secure a job till October/November. So in around August, September, I'm working in the fellowship. Surf's teaching me everything. He's teaching me the data structure, the algorithm, systems design, me and everybody within my fellowship cohort, how to actually build real-life applications, WebRTC. I'm going to break this down. So WebRTC is real-time communication. It's more so like Zoom, like when you're Zoom chatting with people. Okay. I learned how to do that within that.
Wow.
And typically I was doing like the the Google clones. And I know it sounds
what is
really
a Google
dope.
Clone?
A Google clone.
First time I'm hearing
this. So crazy. A Google clone is like you create exactly a replica of how Google looks, how you can use their whole search engine.
Okay.
I created something exactly like that. And I'm not gonna knock myself because that's an amazing thing to do. Mm-hmm. But this could be the imposter syndrome, but real life engineers be like, that's cool, but what about the real stuff? What can you really do?
Right.
Because
at the end of the day, that's what they're really looking for. So Surf was telling me, like, because one of the things when he first told us about it, he was like, yeah, so if you guys are really into it, this is unpaid, but you're going to get all this experience. Yep. And my head said, this experience is priceless.
Right.
And he was like, I know you guys might be building them Google clones, Netflix clones. And he started naming a bunch of clones. And I'm looking at the camera like, I know that's me. But he said, that's nothing compared to what you're going to learn here. Mm. And that's something I was like, thanks, Surf. Like, at the end of the day, I appreciate you so much for that. And that helped me grow a little bit more as an engineer, as a person. And as the person I'm aspiring to be as a software engineer.
Awesome.
And September rolled around. This is another person who I reached out to. And his name is Dwalu. He works for Airbnb. And Dwalu, we've been trying to connect for so long. There was a point where I was sending him a message. He got super busy. Things happened in his life. And we couldn't connect. And eventually, we actually really got to connect. And the thing that I think that he told me stood out to him the most about me, and which why he took a chance on me, was he said the empathy that I showed him. Mm. Every time that we spoke, I was like, he said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do this, but this and that. And I was like, okay. I was like, but is everything all right with you? Like, I understand that I need a job and everything, but at the end of the day, like, job is cool, but I kind of really care about the person themselves and, like, is everything good with them and how they are?
Yeah.
I think that's more key than anything. He said, I really love that about you. And that's something that's going to take you really far in your life.
Yeah.
And I can see you as a leader in the future. And so Dwalu took a chance and said, I'd love to be your mentor if you'd have me.
Wow.
Just because I love how you are and I'd love to be a part of your growth. And Dwalu even assisted me with a lot of things, like mentally helping me with growth. It's so much that Dwalu helped me do. He assisted me when I went out to Atlanta, and he spoke at an event, and he assisted me to get into the event to network with a lot of other software engineers. Mm-hmm. The event was Render ATL, which I plan to actually go back to again this year. He spoke, I heard him speak, and that was actually my first time actually meeting him.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I never met him in person. Wow. He was just like, I'd love to meet you. And like all that, like even like I met his son. His son's really, really funny dude. And like I even told him, like, hey, I know that I'm not like I don't have a job at the moment and I probably don't like have much behind me. But if your son needs a mentor, like I'm willing to mentor your son as well.
Wow.
Like, because you did this for me. I'm willing to do what I can for you and your family and assist you guys, which sometimes things aren't really much, but I think sometimes money and everything is cool, but being able to provide something more for someone and their growth, I think that's really key.
Wow.
And then to speed it up a little bit more, I've networked with so many people. Coffee chat was my key thing. I learned how to give personal emails from another mentor I met named Adur, and he overall sent me like a template of how I can like network to people to have something that's very straight to the point. Mm-hmm. Here are some times I'm free. Does this work for you? And so. That helped me so much with connecting with so many more people because it like helped expand my network even more. In addition to like during this whole time, I was on Clubhouse heavy.
I remember that. I remember
Clubhouse all the time.
I think you were the one that got me on there. I still didn't use it. I don't know if it's still relevant, but anyways, I remember this guy was on heavy on that when it was like at the peak of it. But go ahead.
Oh, so with that, like I was on Clubhouse so much. Like I'm speaking in rooms, trying to get myself a job, trying to get a position, trying to just network with people.
Still at this point, you don't have a job.
Still at this point, I don't have a job.
Wow.
I was unemployed for a good amount of time, not just counting just software engineering unemployed, right, but just unemployed.
Yeah.
And this is me just like, I'm doing every day, 7 to 7 was me doing software engineering work. In addition to like in between the breaks I had was I'm doing Clubhouse, I'm doing LinkedIn, I'm doing other things to try to get me a job, to try to network and get myself bigger so I can secure something because I need money, you know?
Right.
And so at all this time, I'm doing all this and I'm networking with a lot of people, met a lot of amazing people who I'm still in contact with. Wow. Like, I'm always commenting. If you have me on LinkedIn or anything like that, I'm always commenting on their posts. I'm always connecting with them in their DMs to see, like, do they need anything? How can I help them? How can I be helpful to them as they were to me in my journey? And not just that, but I'm always trying to find ways to connect with people who are trying to become software engineers, software developers, data engineers, things like that.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to find a way to reach out more and grow, not just my circle, but also giving back to, like, the youth, like even like my mentees. I'm like reaching out to them now, trying to figure out how I can get them into tech.
Wow.
And just to streamline it a little bit further. So from September, October is when I started interviewing a little bit less and trying to dial in a little bit more to a lot more companies. And that's when I ended up reaching my current employer, which is Work at Health. And on my journey, I met someone, her name is Cindy, and she told me that you're going to apply to a lot of jobs, but find a company that actually fits you, a company that's going to, you're going to enjoy every day. And in my head, I was like, yeah, whatever. But as I low-key started like to dial in more and more, I started like understanding, like, I should really find a company that is dialed in for me and the company is eventually going to find me. Mm. So I just kept kind of sending out more applications, and Work at Health actually found, I don't know how I ended up applying to this company, but
wow,
out of all those 20 or 30 applications a day, they slipped in there. But I'm not even going to say it like that to downplay them, because Work at Health was probably an amazing company for me to join, because due to my past, my youth, my parents being like having drug issues when I was younger, my company now, the goal is to assist people virtually who are being affected by drug abuse or drug issues.
Wow.
And the members that we have, being able to impact our members and doing things that impacted me when I was younger.
Yeah.
It's like, it makes my work that more passionate and something I'm way more happy to do every single day.
Man, this is beautiful, man. I'm so glad that you're here. Because I don't want people to miss, like, again, there was so, and remind me, how long was the actual boot camp? How much time was that?
It was from February 3rd, February 4th, somewhere in there, to like May 5th. So it was about three to four months.
So yeah, so three to four months boot camp. After the boot camp, you're still unemployed. You're hustling. You're putting yourself out there. 20, 30 applications per day. And it took a few months to eventually get to where you are. And I don't want people to miss that, because again, whether they're currently employed or they're on that kind of same journey of like, I can't find it, I think there's some practical things like LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. I feel like I'm just scratching the surface on that thing, but it's a gold mine. You know, there's people that are willing to give their time. Not everybody, you know, you got to put yourself out there. You know what exactly I'm talking about. I mean, you've experienced it. But I'm curious if you can give like just a quick practical gem for somebody that maybe doesn't have a LinkedIn, or they have a LinkedIn, but they haven't really activated or engaged, kind of like, you know, what do I do with it? Right. Is it just like simple as just connecting with random people, but maybe something practical that they can take away, that they can start doing to maybe find that next opportunity or find that mentor, right? Because I think that's something that a lot of people could really benefit from.
Yes, yes. So LinkedIn, I feel like for me and my career and my trajectory that I have for my career, LinkedIn is probably one of the most important social media outlets that I have. I personally don't really want to get on Instagram, Facebook, and all that, but I happen to just get on it just to get myself out there more. But LinkedIn is so important for career projection. Like, where do you want to go in your career? Because it's not just, oh, people on there for companies. LinkedIn is a way to connect with people who you probably would never have a chance of 100%. Meeting. LinkedIn, oh my gosh, LinkedIn is something that helped me change my game and how I am as a professional, like how I'm going towards things. So a gem that I would say to, like, honestly, there's not enough, there's so many gems for LinkedIn, like connecting with people who for me, I connect with people who are more like me, in addition to people who have just similar backgrounds. Like, honestly, I mainly connect with a lot of minorities. A lot of people who I see are like looking for software engineering jobs, looking for jobs. I began to connect with them a lot more just because I feel like they will never have the opportunity to like meet with some people. And sometimes people are very shy and like, you see somebody at Google, Facebook, or excuse me, Meta. and all those companies are like, ooh, I can never talk to them. But for me, if I seen a software engineer who looked similar to me, who was in a high position at one of those companies, I sent them a message and I could care less what they think about me, because at the end of the day, what's the worst they're going to do? Leave me on red. But I was just like, I'm going to keep dialing in and try to expand my network, because how I look at it, if I have people within the circle that I'm looking to have, people way above me who are way professional in the software engineering world, if I have people who are trying to get into the world and I'm like somewhat in the middle, like early in my career, if I could somehow bring all of us together and increase the numbers of minorities in tech, that's amazing to do, because I feel like tech is such a scary field for us nowadays. And I say us, I mean like minorities. And so it's such a scary field that people are like, no, I'd rather not do it. I'd rather stick with my regular 9-to-5. And I'll be real. So when I realized I was going to tech, I started like my whole mindset just changed as a whole. I was working for the state, and I feel like the state's the traditional corporate job that I felt scared to even get more tattoos. I felt scared to get a nose ring. I was like, I can't do any of this because they're all going to look at me weird. But when I transitioned to tech, I said, I'm getting me a nose ring. If I want to get a sleeve, I'm going to get a full sleeve. But this is all just because like tech is something like how I look at my software engineering abilities and skills. It's not just more so you're not going to be able to get a job. It's more so, can you do the work and how good are you? If if you can really kill it, they don't care what you look like, long as you can kill it. And that's all that really matters. So to bring that back to LinkedIn, me being able to connect with more people and people actually using LinkedIn, if you want to project your career more, like even if I was in college using LinkedIn, if I was really in college using LinkedIn, I had the mindset I have now, or even willing to connect with people that like I think I would never know. Yo, I would be in a different spot, but like I keep reiterating, I'm happy I didn't do that, because I wouldn't be here where I am now. I wouldn't be thinking how I think now. I would have a completely different mindset. And like I like to say that LinkedIn is something that has made such a huge impact on me and my career and my journey that even if like there's anybody in college looking at this and you might not have the same career trajectory of me, like I'm a software engineer trying to go further in software engineering in addition to other entrepreneurial things. But even if you're just trying to do something, connect with me. And I have so many people in my network. And if I don't have them in my network, I'll add them to my network and I'll see how I can get you connected with them. Because at the end of the day, my goal is to overall help people get further in their careers, whatever they want to do, live to their highest potential. And not just feel like you're incapable of doing something, because life's way too short to be feeling inadequate or feeling like you're not able to do something, because it's just way too short. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I took the chance on myself, because I had so many feelings of inadequacy and feeling incapable to do things. And I said, I'm taking this chance. I'm taking this leap of faith and I'm going to believe that at the end of the day, if I can do it, I'd rather say I wasn't able to do it rather than being cowardly and saying I didn't want to do it.
Sheesh. Mic drop. Man, you're spitting fire, bro. Before we start kind of wrapping up, I did see that you're going to be at some event coming up. You're going to be speaking and share. Tell us what that is. And I know you mentioned how people can connect with you. So share about the event, how people can possibly follow up with you, whether it's to learn more about your story or your software engineering journey, or how they can just further connect with you.
Yes. So the event, I would love anybody who is looking for a job, if you're thinking about going into tech, anything along those lines, please. I've posted it on Instagram, LinkedIn. I think it might have been on Facebook. I'm not sure.
I think it is, yeah.
It's called Trabaja Diversitech Summit. It's basically an event that what I'm doing, I'm overall speaking about my transition in the tech, but not just me, but there's other speakers, people from Google, people from all different type of tech companies. I can't think of a bunch off my head right now.
There's a whole lot. That's a lot. Just know that.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people there. They're going to give you different tips, different gems, not just like, I know you're probably like, oh, this guy just keeps saying so much, but there's other people who think and talk in a different way than I do that may relate to you in a different way. Something that you may be passionate in, something you're into doing. Honestly, if you want to connect with me, I think there's so many different avenues. You can either contact me via email, LinkedIn, Naheem Hunter. Hopefully Ronald has my name spelled.
Yeah, I'll spell it correctly, guys.
Here we go. Right. Instagram. My Instagram is HEIMBH. Please don't be shy to connect with me because I'm gonna be honest, I personally don't care how people look and stuff because I more so care about what do you want to do and how can I make an impact with you. Overall, anything else besides that, I can care less. Yeah. If I can make an impact to you and your journey, just connect with me. Like, honestly, don't be shy. Don't be coy. I'm not harmful at all. I'm pretty straightforward. I try to be as transparent as I can as possible, as blunt. My bluntness could be taken wrong, but honestly, it's coming from a great place. And honestly, I wish I could have more people to advocate for me, but I think the only people who really know my bluntness the most would probably be the mentees I had in IYT because they got it the most.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. And just know that I'm not just saying it because you're here, but man, it's just been incredible from afar to see your journey from when I saw you back at Sac State, working in the high schools, man. It's just been an incredible journey. Thank you so much for being here. I want to wrap up with one of my favorite segments, lightning round questions. These are not questions that I gave you, right? Ooh. So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I'm just going to ask a couple random questions, the first thing that comes to my mind, and then we will be done, sir. So are you ready for the lightning round?
Let me adjust myself.
He's ready. He's locked in. Let me get rid of this question because you said you got a partner. Sorry, ladies. He's not single, sounds like. So I'll take that off the list. All right, here we go. Most recent show that you binge watched?
So I mainly watch TV at night. And when I watch TV, it was anime. So Attack on Titan.
I've heard of it. You recommend it?
Yes.
We ain't got time for it. All right, here we go. Artist or song that is currently on repeat?
So, artist or song.
Or playlist.
It goes back and forth. So, to answer really quickly, it's Tim's. It's either Found or Free. I think it's Free My Mind or Free Mind. Those songs put me in the zone where I'm just like, I'm dialed in. Or playlist, anime, lo-fi.
Love it. Something that most people wouldn't know about you.
Ooh. I'm left-handed, but I like to call myself ambidextrous.
Got it. DC or Marvel?
I would probably say Marvel. Easy, yeah.
Most used emoji icon?
I think the eyes.
The eyes, the one that just, yeah, okay, got it. a pet peeve that you have? These are good questions, yeah.
The pet peeve that comes to mind is people who drive slow in the fast lane.
Come on, talk about it. Talk about it. Here we go. Biggest lesson you learned this year, and we could say 2021.
The biggest lesson that I learned this year in 2021 is to always be confident in myself and be impeccable with my word. Because it makes such a big impact with people you talk to and everything you do.
Awesome. And last but not least, as I always end the show, fill in this statement, every leader needs.
Ooh, every leader needs empathy. Empathy, compassion, and transparency.
There you go. There you have it. Naheem Hunter, thank you so much for being on the Lead Up Podcast. We'll catch y'all on the next one.
Peace.